We continue with Birchas HaTorah. It says in the Simchas HaRegel, Sefer written by the Chidor, he says like this, Shebishnas Beis Alofim Tof Mem Ches Kiblu HaTorah. In the year 2448, we, Klal Yisrael, accepted the Torah. We mekabel the Torah HaKadosha. He says, "Veremez l'shana hi," and you want to know how you could remember what the year was? 2448. Lo'idia chibosom, Klal Yisrael's love for the Torah and for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Chibosom, ches beis sof and the mem. He says, "Shehu beis tof memches," which means the beis representing the 2000, the year 2000. Tough Memches 448. So if you want to remember what year Kabbalah Satayah was, Chibasam, there was a tremendous love, Ahava. Chibasam, take the base out of there, is 2000, and the rest of the letters leave you with 448. It's also the Rosh HaTevis, Chibasam, is Chochma Bina Tiferes Malchus. And in a remez to this, these four letters that were going on the Chibasam, the Remezen, Niskanu, Dalet, Brachot, of Kriyas HaTorah. There are four brachas before Kriyas HaTorah. Gimel, Brachot, Shanu, Mevorachim, Babayikir, the three brachas that we make in the morning, Al Divrei Torah, Vaharev, Noor, and Ashaboch, Habanu, Ubracha, Kaidim, Kriya, Besefer Torah, Heim, Dalet, Brachas. So we have four brachas. Separates Lasik B'divrei Seira, that's the first bracha, from Baharev Noah and Asher Baruch HaBanu, three brachas, and then before someone gets Aliyah, it says Asher Baruch HaBanu, four brachas before Kriyas HaTorah, Keneged the Chibasam. He says another remez, Keneged Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, and Sisrei Torah. Again, four things. Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, and Sisrei Torah. And he gives one more pshat here. Keneged pshat, remez, drush, and soid. Paradise. So different reasons of ways of remembering the chibasam. Of Klal Yisrael with the Torah. We accept it. We were mekabel the Torah in the year 2448. It says in the Chofetz Chaim, "Hinei Arav Shalimun HaTayru Hu Shekol Masha Adam Oisik V'Loimit Afilu B'Kotchim V'Tayrus." Anything that a person learns in Tayra, even whether it's, of course, things in a Negeya, but even Kotchim and Tayrus, from Mikayim Mitzvahs Asei the Talmud Tayra, Mikol Mokoyim, but nonetheless we have to know, Iker Limit Adam, the Iker learning of a person, Sarachliyaz Belimit HaMevil Demaisa, has to be in the learning that brings him Lidemaisa. So a person can learn Kotchim and learn Tayrus, and Zicha Mikayim the Mitzvahs Asei the Talmud Tayra. But the Iker is to learn things that you should know how to do, how to act, how to perform at mitzvahs, what a person has to do in life. State in the Chofetz Chaim, a person doesn't learn Hilchos Shabbos, he has to stay with his hands tied the whole Shabbos. He can't do anything. He doesn't know what he can do, what he can't do. Al Kainam Chazal, the Gemara in Bracha says, Ma'yachsev, Oyav Hashem, Sharetim, Yikol Mishkan Yisyakrev. Oyev Hashem, Sh'orim HaMetzuyonim B'Halacha, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam loves more the locations, the gates, the cities where it's found, Halacha Yosem Yibatei Knesi Yisubatei Medrosh HaShaviyakov. So there's a fundamental part a person has to realize, that the first part of, we make a Birchas HaTorah, we're going to learn Torah, every Torah is Torah, all Torah is Torah, Avada. So it has to be the Iker is maybe the day Maisa, that a person should have an opportunity to perform mitzvah. The person who's going to learn Torah and say, I know that I have to do this mitzvah, but I'm learning it, I don't have to do it. No, the purpose is the day Maisa, has to bring the day Maisa. V'ayid Amru, Shemiyoyim Shechar Beis HaMedesh, Ein Lo Yedah Kodesh Baruch Hu Bailomai, Ela Arba Amo Shalocha Bovad. Upirisham HaMarashah Barichas, Marashah gives a lengthy explanation over there. V'toychen Dvarov, who should be man should be a mikdash kayim. How you shall lishkas hagadish and risham yaitz alacha psukli saw peace in Hedron. In the lishkas hagadish where the Sanhedrin sat, that's where the psak alacha v'klai saw came. Vimon vaday ashkhina shuri, and certainly the shkhina rested with them. V'achshav shechar beis hamidosh, and now, when the beis hamidosh was destroyed, ois and abris arba ame shalacha, shekol talmud chacham kevele ligisasi hu tachtel liyais hashkhina imoy. A person wants a shkhina with him. He has to learn arba, he has to learn the hilchus, the halachas. He has to know what he's doing. The arba ame shalacha. That's what's integral. So a person, he's going to learn, he has to set out to learn. It's wonderful to learn kachim, wonderful to learn tires. There are so many things that a person has to know. Brachas, you should know tefillah. We're teaching and giving a deeper explanation of tefillah, but tefillah is fundamental to every yid. It says in the Mishnah Berurah, Simon Mem Zayin Sifkat Nyud, Tamid tiya tefillas ha'av v'ho'em shgura b'fiyem. A father and mother should always have tefillah easy, ready in their mouths. L'ispalal al b'neihem, that they should daven for their sons. Sheyulaim dem Torah v'tzadikim u'ba'amidus tovos, that they should become laim de Torah and tzadikim u'ba'amidus tovos. V'yichavim ma'oy u'birchas ahava rabo u'birchas ha'Torah b'shoshayim v'niyah anachnu v'tzatzeinu. Says we should have special kavanah when we say v'niyah anachnu v'tzatzeinu and ahava rabo. It's known to all. The foundation of the Kiyam Ha'uma, the establishment and the ongoing of the nation Klal Yisrael and his her Torah, Vidasa and her laws, Uchino Chabonim, Etimachanech, your children, Lalamdom, Torah Hashem, to teach them the Torah Hashem, Ulachan Chom, Mitzvah, Shehad Zikna, Yisur, Hashem, Mitzvah. We have to work on instilling in our children. We want to have a daughter that continues and the days continue, they don't stop till a person gets older. There's so many people that are going after derech. We have to strengthen ourselves in the chinuch habonim, the Torah, not just, like we said last week, not just to be a good Jew, quote-unquote, but in the Torah, a person learns the Torah HaKadosh, it opens up his mind, it opens up his heart. Send the Sfas Emes. The Medrash, Ki a mitzvah hazois hapeseach v'choisim b'teir k'var pirashni b'mokim acher beiz b'chines elu. What does this mean? Shehi psichas halev b'teir, the opening of the heart in Teir. K'ma shekosav yiftach libeinu b'seir asoi ki a teir hi mefteach, the Teir is the key. Sheyuchal ish Yisrael liftoyach liboy ayidei haTorah, that a person can open up his heart to the Torah. V'ubechinas Torah shebiksav, that's the bechina of Torah shebiksav. Oysa nekuda shechakuka b'libo yisnei Yisrael. V'achasima, what's the chasima? Ibechina me'ein choysim. Shehu lahasker pnimi yisislavas eishalesh leishpashir haklamakam atzorach. Two concepts here. We have to first open up our hearts to the Torah to let it in. But then we have to control it. We have to close it. We have to be chosim to stop it, that the fire should go only for things of Kedusha. And that's the Torah Sheba, the Bechina of Torah Sheba, the Ismanig is a peh, the Lishtoy love. A person has to control his mouth and be a ruler over it. And that's exactly the opposite of Lashon Hara, to stay away from Lashon Hara. The Torah called Hoige with Torah Leida, and anyone that's Hoige and Torah, Ki akor beizah Hashem izbarach, hapsicha v'achasima, the opening, the closing is all with the help of Hashem. Lochein, therefore yesh bracha lefonel achra. Ukeshe yivada, shehi beizah bara izbarach, yochel iskayim. A person knows that it's only with the help HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he can accomplish any of this. That's when he's going to be Miskayim. That's when he's going to be successful. Loi v'ashamayim hi. The Torah is not in Shemayim. Shetzach kol adam leida adoy satay v'hagadoy l'shemesh baruch noslan satay v'hakadosha. We have to realize and recognize the great gift that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us. He gave us the Torah HaKadosha. She nelma me'ene kolchoy. It's hidden from the eyes of all living. It's hidden. It's not easily available. The Rebbeinu Shalom is easily available to us. Tremendous. Says Chasem is in a different place. Adam nikra mahalach. A man is called a mahalach. He's going. K'may guf hagash mi hoylach v'godol mischazek. The physical body goes and continues and gets stronger and bigger. Kain tzrichem ne Yisrael liris. Liris taluchah shalahem betzir fachakika rishim ashtar mitzvahs. Klal Yisrael have to see to it as they continue to grow in ruchnias. Hachiyah sheberamach ebarim ushishah gidim koichas hanashomo. Shetizrachi visizchazik b'chol yoyim. The same way a person has to take care of his guf, a person has to do exercise, a person has to eat, a person has to sleep, everything that he has to take care of his guf. A person, more important, has to take care of his ruchnias. It needs to be taken care of, the koyach haneshama. Kinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechadesh betuvoi b'chol yoy maaseh bereishis. Mikol shekein shekoyach haneshama mekabel chiyas chodesh b'chol yoyim. The neshama can be mekabel a new life source b'chol yoyim every day. Achakol tzorach liyos b'sa'iris hadachnoinim. We have to create it. We have to be misa'ir ourselves. If we're misa'ir ourselves, we get a koyach from Shemayim. The neshama gets strengthened, and he gives us the koyach to go on. L'cheinamu chazal. And therefore chazal say, she'also l'achol koyed matfila. It's also to eat before tfila. Al teichu al adam, koidim shetispalu al dimchem. Pirish levakish mi koidim makol chiyiz. Blood referring to the person needs blood to live. The life source. Bracha b'chiyiz haneshama v'chai yom shadah v'secheinu koidim shemavakish tzorich ha'aguf. The person before he requests a tzorich ha'aguf, he has to ask a tzorich ha'aneshama. It's not more important than the physical nourishment that a person needs. A person needs ruchnius nourishment. He needs koyach, and he only gets it if he has to feed his neshama. If he feeds the neshama, the Rebbeinu Shalom gives him a koyach and neshama that he's able to learn and steig and grow. A person recognizes that the Torah is what's first, that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us a tremendous gift. That's what allows us to grow and for the Torah to take over our lives. We have to start to work on this concept of the Torah. It's not a subject for us to study, a geshmaka subject, but it's our ruchni sustenance, which is more important than our physical sustenance. Gam b'nei Yisrael miyuchad chayel b'tayel l'chol ish Yisrael. Every individual in Klal Yisrael has his own portion in Torah. Shein echad yochol l'ftayach rak hu. Only he has the key to it. They used to start off with the same pasuk, the same memory, the same part of Torah, because that was their shtickle Torah. Every individual, we all have our part of Torah. He says even nowadays, we're much lower level, but we still have our part in Torah. How does a person know? It's a good question, but we have to connect ourselves to the Torah. We have to continue to try to find our chelek. Only we can do it. Like we said from the Arizal, that in tefillah, implies in Birchas HaTorah, when the Sanhedrin HaGadol, when the Knesset HaGadolah, they were misaken the tefillahs. It's not the pshat that they were misaken a tefillah that, oh, then here's one tefillah, and we're going to say it for all the generations, the same tefillah. No! They said it with Ruach, they created it, they wrote it with tremendous Ruach HaKodesh. That in each and every tefillah, every time a person davens, every single time, a person davens a shachris, he davens a mincha, he davens a ma'ariv. What lies in that, is the koyach, the tremendous koyach of a tefillah that is, each and every one, a person has to realize that. And each one is different. The shachris that you daven today is not the shachris you're going to daven tomorrow. So every time a person davens, he has to, if you miss a tefillah, you missed it. Every tefillah has piled something. A person learns Torah. There's so much it can be piled. You have your portion in Torah, and your portion in Torah every day. People can't learn Torah the whole day, they can't learn 24/7. But a person has to connect himself to the Torah as much as he can.
Not
only was the Torah given, not only to men of Shemayim was the Torah given, but the Torah is also given to people down here, to us regular folk. And that's the reason why we have to make a bracha before we learn Torah. Liskar, to remind us, that we're able to have the key to the Torah.
The Torah was given with two bechinas. What does that mean?
Zok tisvas emes. Asher kidishanim mitzvayse v'tzivanu lasek b'divrei seira. Bechinas yagati umatzasi.
I worked at it and I found it.
Lekicha v'asher baruch habonim v'los alonu b'matana. So you want to know how you zeicha to the matana. There's two bechinas. There's a bechina of yagati and matzasi that I worked on it and I found it. And then there's a bechina of that lekicha of a matana that we see we obtain a matana from the Bnei Yisrael. But many of Farshim explain you want to know how you zeicha to the matana. It has to be yagati and matzasi. It has to be that you work on it. It's lost from you. It's inherently an aveda. You lost it. It's not there. How could you find it? It's only with the help of the Bnei. Because you have to show the Rebbeinu Shalom that you want, and if you show the Rebbeinu Shalom you want, and the Rebbeinu Shalom makes it happen.
Teilchu, lasei b'divrei seira, teilchu pirish rashim, miteris koyanim liyes amelim b'teira, zeru nikru omal b'teira, lahalech b'chuko v'izbarach, l'chein afilo in a mevin, mikom mokrim yageyatim b'teira. Even a person doesn't understand everything he's learning. He's in maigeyat b'teira, shechovev b'einav l'agos b'mamoro izbarach, afilo she'inu zeicha lahasek atam, even if he doesn't understand the reasons. Ki atayir nalam enikol choy, it's inherently hidden. V'adam tzarech lasi b'teira acha yediyah sheyesh lahasig echa min yelav shabah v'adish l'cheli b'sherosh ha'teira. L'chein kasi moral. The moral says, shemavorchen lasi b'divrei teira. We make a bracha of lasi b'divrei teira. Hagam sheni yachol lahasig, even if you can't understand it, not maven divrei teira, but you're oisig in divrei teira. Mikol mokim oisig ubatera, even if you don't understand it, you're being oisig it, you're toiling in it. Chenochin talmid b'zehar kodesh shtadlah, but l'shtadlah b'raisa, the mishtadl, to work on the teira, that's the ikar. B'gmarin adar mehochu b'rosha b'ichu b'tera tchila. Pish pshita achash ezoichem l'toim tamei teira, And after a person is zeicha to the time, the sweet taste of Torah, mi pesi, who's a fool? Yismali simcha v'ched v'levorcha yisbarach, the blessed, the bench of Baruch Shalom. Ach, eke betchila koidim shemasik. Rak mis avala hagris b'divir koidesh, divirli kim chayim. He says, a person after he taka has a havon and understanding and he gets to the madrega that he understands the Torah. Afk, the Torah is sweet. Of course he's going to want to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom and bench the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's not the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that someone who doesn't understand it, he hasn't yet come to understanding, you wake up in the morning, you didn't learn Torah yet in the morning, and you make a bracha b'chaz a Torah tchila. That's the ikker that I'm going to try. Before, I don't know how sweet it is, I don't have it yet, but I'm going to try and I'm going to work on it. Says in the Sasseres, V'arevno, Befino, Befino, Beam from Beis Yisrael. He says a medrash. Torah shenitna b'midbar. Torah given in the midbar. Ma'ilu chinam l'chol b'ay olam kach de b'Torah. Just as in the midbar, everything is free. It's a desert. So too, the Torah is free. The barachem yashoyse atzmei hefker. If a person cannot make himself hefker, commit by an yachol l'knois ha-Torah mitzvahs. A person, if he does not make himself like a midbar, he has to make himself like nothing. He cannot make a true kinyan and Torah unless he does so. It seems like this medrash is two pshatim. They soyser each other. How do you connect that we have to make that the Torah is free to the fact that we have to make ourselves hefker? Achein, vaday Torah chinam. Certainly the Torah is free. Misha yirtze yachal lilmoid bo. Anyone that wants to learn it can. Aval liknois haTorah, to be koina, to acquire the Torah. Haynu liyish like the veikus beatzim haTorah, to have a connection to the true Torah. K'moshe kasa, like it says, zokein is zesher kona chachma. Haynu shiyish lachachma dira. The can believe boy, that a person has a home for it in his heart. Valzem of action, and this is what we ask for. Vaharivno, Shayya Tarivis Hatoya Bepe Adam, that the Torah should be intermingled in our mouths, in our goof. Mashakosim Zalias Divitari Nivlon Bidomoy. We should have Torah in our veins, in our hearts, running through the bloodstream of our bodies. You want to know how that can be done? Only one way. If a person makes himself hefker, nonetheless, everything comes in Eisek HaTorah. So the two pshatim in the Medrash are not soyser each other. The first pshat is that the Torah is free. Anyone that wants to learn the Torah can learn the Torah. That's true. But how is one going to have a kinyan in Torah? He's going to acquire the Torah. The Torah is going to be in his bloodstream. It's going to run through his veins, the Torah. There's only one way. A person has to make himself hefker. He has to mevatel himself to the Torah. And of course, through Esek HaTorah. It says in the Sasemes and Zlikutim, the concept of Torah Lishma. Adam Yochel Limshe Chiyas Ayde Eshtablus B'Torah. A person can create Chiyas in himself through being Eshtabl in Torah. But it's called of Eitz Chayim. It's a living tree. Obe Mishnah. Everyone has chiyus, life from Hashem Yisbarach. Rak liyadavok b'nekuda pnimiyas hi hayde Esek HaTorah. How are you going to have a true connection to the Esek HaTorah, to the pnimiyas, to the true Torah, is only through Esek HaTorah. Shekol ma sheyuchel lahasik b'Torah, who sheresh hachiyus le, whatever he can understand of the Torah, that's his connection to the Torah. L'kach, he's the chol nefesh Yisrael chelik b'Torah HaKadosha. Every yin klal Yisrael has a connection to the Torah. V'chein kosev esvarim HaKadoshim shezehu limud l'shmo. What is l'shmo? L'hasik chelik l'shmo se b'Torah. to connect to his chelek in the Torah. So like we're saying, this yisoid over here, over and over again, that each person has his connection to the Torah, has his key, only he can open in that part of the Torah. We have to work on it, that we should talk and have our key. And he says, Ha'oishi b'Torah l'shma t'reis anasa l'shan chayim. Someone who learns Torah l'shma is creating the elixir of life. Pirish, Agam Sheyevada Ashatayr Nesenes Chaim Asel, Avalhu Lemed Lashem Atayra. The Torah gives life to everything and everyone. But who is Lemed Lashem Atayra? For the sake of the Torah. The Eina Lachamin Lateva Soy. And he's not Machavin for his good, so he should get life. Oh, Atayr Nasas Lesam Chaim. Then the Torah becomes the true elixir of life. Kedudarish Eitz Chaim Hila Machazikim Ba. Pirish Begufa Torah, like the Lahafik Chaim Imen. Not that you're sucking life out of it and taking it. V'chein refuas tia hi mitzat musa behesach das alem v'chein moitzoy motza chayim pirish kein shu loymet kidei lomitzoy derech Hashem Yisbarach. Someone who's learning the Torah so he could find the way of Hashem. Oz motza chayim, then he found true life. Kimoy mitzir shi behesach hadas. Like someone, and he finds something. Behesach hadas, he's walking in the street, he finds something. A person's gonna have it. If that's the way he's learning the Torah HaKadosh, he will receive the sam chayim. U'beloymet shaloy lishma. A person who learns not lishma, rak la soisa kardem lachbar v'lintzei achayim od nefes le l'sam moves. Person using it for his own purposes, then it becomes a sam moves. Becomes very dangerous. Hanush ena shemer soisa v'nenesh b'yisurim. He ends up, he can get punished to yisurim. V'kamakim in a teva, shem v'yosei lashur midracha v'lumay lishma. Hopefully he'll end up coming to learn tayo lishma, k'divi ha-toisis la'ilam yuman adam, v'tiritz ha-toisis dochuk. So he explained as a Maracha is a Ruah. Maracha is a Ruah says that Torah she'ena lishma is an Aveira. He says, Bezeh Loshen, it's an Aveira. So why are we allowed to do it? Because the Torah lishma is so great and so powerful that a person, by learning Torah Shaloi Lishma, which he calls an Aveira Kal, he says it's an Aveira, but it's not a grave sin, it's a light sin. So to perform a light sin, an Aveira Kal, in order to come to the tremendous chus of Torah Lishma, a person is allowed to learn Torah Lishma and do an Aveira, which is called Torah Shaloi Lishma, in order to come to this tremendous chus of Torah Lishma. We should talk to be Zoycha, each and every one of us, to connect ourselves to our portion in Torah, not someone else's portion. You don't have to try to take someone else's things, not in Torah, not in Nechasim, but each and every one of us have our portion, our connection to the Torah. We should talk to be Zoycha, to have a true connection to the Torah, Torah Lishma. Have a good night.